What you're trying to do is maximize the goodwill of the radio station long term. You ask a lot of program directors, you're going to be the manager, what's your job? Well, cash flow. Well, no, your first job is to protect the license. Your second job is to preserve the goodwill, and your third job is the cash flow. Because any one of us could, you know, we could take Z100 and make a lot more money next month. 20 minutes an hour, no problem. Lower the rate and sell 20 minutes an hour, and I guarantee you'd have a great couple of months. Now, your spring book, maybe not so good, right? That's called liquidating the goodwill. The trick is to find that point on the curve where the value of the radio station can stay the same or increase, and we still get the money. You want to make every dollar you can make that doesn't flush the goodwill. What does this have to do with positioning? What does this have to do with marketing? It's time for you to think about the bigger issues. You're in a business. You're in a business, and you know it, and it's about money, and you know it, and I'm just helping you think about this. Maybe you are in, and oh, this is, geez, everybody knows this. Let's move on. Okay, I'll move on. But that's the way to think about the sales programming battles. Can I find a way to get the money that won't hurt my ability to get the money in the future? And if you strongly believe, if you can demonstrate, if you can viscerally make the argument that taking a certain piece of business has a serious chance of hurting our ability to get money in the future, don't do it.